For WNPR News, I'm Ryan Karen King. Wind power is about to go big time in New England, with the opening of the first offshore wind farm in the U.S. located off the Rhode Island coast. And onshore wind projects already dot the region. But Connecticut hasn't joined the movement. The state doesn't have a lot of wind or a lot of available space, and only recently lifted a ban on wind turbine projects. WNPR went to the tiny town of Colebrook, Connecticut, to find out why wind power hasn't taken off yet, and whether another natural resource, water reservoirs, might be the solution. Greg Zupke stands in the shadow of one of his company's wind turbines. There's a low hiss from the turbine's cooling fan, and in the distance, you can hear sporadic gunshots popping off from the adjoining hunting club. But the turbines, surrounded by fields and forests, and turning in the light summer breeze are, for the most part, quiet.
People will see that these turbines are just sitting here, minding their own business. They're going to be here 20 plus years.
When they proposed to build the Colebrook Wind Farm, Zupkis' company B&E Energy faced heavy opposition from some neighbors to the site who argued that the turbines would produce too much noise and were too close to nearby properties. A local activist group pushed this case against the turbines all the way to the state's Supreme Court. But the court ruled in favor of the wind farm, clearing the way for future projects.
There's a reason why every country around the world is throwing in wind turbines.
But with the fourth densest population and the third smallest geographic area in the country, Connecticut doesn't have a lot of space to site wind projects. So right now, the state buys a lot of its renewable energy from other New England states to meet its clean energy goals. There's also just not a lot of wind in Connecticut. In 2015, the National Renewable Energy Laboratory estimated that only about 60 square kilometers of land in Connecticut had the potential to support wind energy. And that's not factoring in the potential pushback from the community.
You know, we have a highly educated population of environmentalists who, again, love the idea of renewables, but are very concerned about what tracts of land are going to be utilized for it.
That's State Representative Lonnie Reed, who chairs the legislature's Energy and Technology Committee. She says she understands the concerns people might have about wind turbines being in their town, but she says that any sort of organized community pushback makes it harder for the state to attract wind companies. Colebrook resident Joyce Hemmingson led the opposition against the turbines. She says the intermittent nature of wind in New England causes many turbines to produce only 30% of their maximum energy output.
For every three turbines that would be built, it would take three to do the electric generation that one is rated at. That's why onshore wind in New England is somewhat of a problem, because you have to build more and more in order to get any amount of electricity.
Her group pushed the state to pass new laws that require the turbines to be set back from surrounding property lines. But she's not satisfied with the distance requirements the state settled on. She says the turbines have to be farther away to cut down exposure to low-frequency sound, which she says poses risk to neighbors. So, there's community pushback, and Connecticut is surrounded by states with better onshore and offshore wind conditions. So, is there a future for wind energy here? Greg Zupkis thinks the key is in the state's reservoirs.
A lot of people don't realize there's a lot of land all over Connecticut that's locked up, rightly so, by the water companies that have reservoirs, and they have their protection land around it. Well, if we come up and, as an example, a water company says, well, we don't have a problem with a turbine in the distance, because now that means the next piece of property is going to never be developed.
Zupkis' company wants to build another wind farm in nearby Goshen, Connecticut. At peak, it would produce about four times as much electricity as Colebrook. The new turbines would sit on one of the state's higher ridges among thousands of acres of heavily forested land owned by the Torrington Water Company. So that might be great for a water company, and great for a wind company. But what about the town that the wind turbines are in? Turns out that the state, not the town, has most of the say where wind projects are sited. The state energy department is now reviewing clean energy proposals and expects a decision later this summer. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Ryan Karen King in Colebrook, Connecticut.